Hello, welcome to Perry on Privacy. So today I'm going to be talking about Google's location tracking and how it still tracks you even when you turn it off. Well, of course it does. No, wait, what? It still tracks you when you turned it off? That's what I thought when I read this article. And this comes after Google has been sort of fined hundreds of millions of dollars over the past years for privacy violations, and now when you turn your tracking data off, it's not actually turned off. It's just turned off so that you cannot see it yourself. Google still has the data, and they're still collecting the data. So this comes as an alarm for many people, as myself included, as I am an Android phone user, so Google constantly following me around. And yeah, this is something that cannot be turned off, according to researchers. So you cannot turn off Google tracking you with an Android phone. So I think it makes iOS definitely more attractive in that regard. And I also recently was sent a Samsung device to sort of test out some apps that I were building for it. And I got this device and went through the sort of setup instructions, and it's amazing some of the checkbox they're already pre-selected for you. You know, Samsung wants this information, please send us this and track your location here. And this is definitely not a GDPR compliant device. And it actually didn't work overly well for me straight out of the box. I've got a new one coming now for testing, but it had a problem with the Google Play Store, so I wasn't actually able to use it. But that's another issue altogether. I have actually been making a few apps, publishing them on iOS and Google Play recently, and one of them is quite interesting because I've obviously not got the balance right with the amount of ads and you know, the fun aspect of the game. Because I've been literally getting hate mail from people saying how much the ads are annoying them and all these different things, like very, very angry about this. And yeah, well, I have to make money at the end of the day. You know, this is a big part of the revenue comes from the ads. And I've also got an option to remove the ads. So I would definitely prefer this as a user. And this it's quite affordable. You know, I think it's $1 to $4. They sort of vary between that price to remove the ads, and I've seen quite a few people have done it already, which I think is a great idea. And I definitely support further development of these apps. But why don't you take a look at some of these apps and tell me? I know what you're going to say. It's addictive, but it's annoying. And that's exactly how I made this app to be. Very, you know, intrusive on the ads, but addictive at the same time. And this is because it's profitable, and you know, you can remove the ads. So why complain about it? That's what I say. But yeah, tell me what you think, and please leave me a 5-star review. I've been taking a bit of a negative hit with some of these reviews based on the too many ads. And like I said, you guys can remove the ads for a couple of dollars and play without interruption. So I think this is definitely a great model, having the sort of freemium model where it's free with ads or you pay to remove them. And definitely supports further development. I've had lots of fun building little apps like this over the summer, and you guys can expect to see more of them. So I look forward to your feedback. And I know that the iOS one was recently released, and I'm having some trouble finding the link. So I've made my little custom short links for it. So just go to your browser and type in xyz.am, that's alpha mother am, forward slash air. AIAR. So xyz.am forward slash air. That will take you to the iOS one. And then I think there's a Google Play one. It's xyz.am forward slash Google Play. So that will take you to all the Google apps I'm currently playing around with and got published on there. But check out the Air Tycoon one, play away, and see how long you can go before you feel like throwing your phone out the window because of all the annoying ads. Well, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.